Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
Now, when you get visitors come to Newcastle and the Hunter, there's a couple of areas that you just must go. Of course, Port Stephens, the Vineyards, and well and truly, at the top of the list is heading to Morpeth. It's one of those lovely places that, although it has changed and you can't halt progress in so many areas, it has managed to keep a little bit of a ye olde feel, a walk along Swan Street, checking out the shops and having a look at the Hunter River. But formalising it, that is the plan. Simon Brooker, president of the Morpeth Heritage Conservation Group. Simon, good morning. On the surface of it, you'd say heritage listing for Morpeth would be a no-brainer. Good morning.
Morning, Todd. Yes, look, it is a no-brainer. It's interesting, a bit of a history, that a group applied for heritage listing for Morpeth back in 2007, and it was referred back to the Maitland Council, who stated at the time that they thought there was sufficient protection in place for the town without adding an extra layer of protection, such as a heritage listing. That's obviously not the case now, because we're fighting a number of inappropriate developments in and around the town. And if you also consider that the Maitland area is the fastest growing regional centre in New South Wales and is one of the last clear urban areas for development in New South Wales as well. We're in a very similar position, I think I mentioned last time, to the town of Braidwood down near Goulburn, one of the coldest places on the planet, but a beautiful town. And we have a very similar situation where we have very close to the original 1860s town plan, and we live or sit in a rural footprint. So you can't drive into Morpeth without going through and past farmland. And this is what we're trying very much to protect.
Simon, it's a juggling act, isn't it? Because you know you can't halt progress. That would just be a silly thing to try and achieve. But once it's gone forever, isn't it?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, two things. We're not against progress. Progress will always occur. However, it needs to be appropriate and it needs to be sympathetic to the heritage of the town. Now, if you consider that Morpeth at one stage was the second largest port in New South Wales after Sydney, if you consider that Morpeth was an access point for the development of western, northern New South Wales and also southern Queensland, the history of the town is extraordinary. We have some major businesses that started themselves in Morpeth, like Solpat and Chemist, Sims Foundry, obviously Arnott's Bakery, only three. So it's just a matter of protecting what's there, not only because of the heritage of the town, but also because of the commercial viability of the town. If you consider 2 years ago, Morpeth generated over $20 million in tourism revenue for Macon City Council. It's not a financial thing to be sneezed at.
So what are the requirements to get it ticked off?
Well, at the moment, we put in the nomination to the Department of Heritage. They seek comment from the Department of Planning and Environment and also from Macon City Council. We need to show that the town is of state significance and its heritage value needs to be retained and preserved because of the history and the importance of Morpeth in the history of New South Wales and also the development of Australia.
And what about the Morpeth locals? I would imagine, I was going to say we'd be 100% behind it, but I would imagine there'd be also people that may be having a business leaning that are saying, okay, well, we need to do this. So what is the feeling within the townsfolk?
Generally, as far as the business community is concerned, they're for it, because it obviously, with the profile of heritage listing, would increase the profile for tourism in the town and obviously business for the local shops. There are some residents who are a little anxious about the potential added layer of requirements for any development or renovation of their homes in town, but I would suggest that is already in place anyway, being a town of state significance, and a lot of the heritage buildings are already protected by conservation requirements within Maitland City Council.
What's the timeline you imagine?
How long's a piece of string? It's been in now for 2 weeks. I'll be following them up tomorrow to see what's going on. As I said, they need to refer back to the Department of Planning, who, in their last decision regarding development in Morpeth, is very supportive and highlighted the heritage importance of the town, so we're quite confident about that. Then needs also to go back for commentary to Maitland Council. That's going to be interesting, considering the flux that the council is in at the moment, concerning, are they going to merge, aren't they going to merge, are they going to be around or not? So that's a bit up in the air. Look, it could take months.
Well,
but
it is
we'll be on its case.
A very special part of the Hunter Valley, and as I said, when you've got people coming to the area that haven't been here before, it well and truly is in the top three places to see. And also a lot of locals just, I haven't been to Morpeth for ages, so let's get up and go for a Saturday or a Sunday, and it is a special place that in some way, shape or form needs to be protected. Simon, thanks very much for your time, and keep us up to date with what's happened regarding that proposal.
Well, we certainly will, and we're working towards the bicentennial of Morpeth, which is in 2021, so we certainly hope to have the heritage listing well and truly by that time.
God, you'd hope so. That's a fairly long piece of string. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon. Simon Brooker, President of the Morpeth Heritage Conservation Group.
2NURFM 103.7.